Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Maloney. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Maloney. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic bunts in front of the plate. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to third. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pafletic juggles the ball. That's an error on Pafletic. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Harper reaches second base with a double. Rose moves to third. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Rose scores. Harper scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Jay Hook now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Pinson steals third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman pinch hits for Don Pafletic. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 4-0, Reds. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Coleman moves to third. It's 5-0, Reds. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney is 0 for 1 in the game. Maloney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 6-0, Reds. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gordy Coleman now playing first base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Maloney, and towards Cardenas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jay Hook. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Neal reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Ed Cranepool now playing right field. Duke Snyder now playing center field. Al Moran now playing shortstop. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maloney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Reds. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Maloney covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Don Rowe now pitching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Cook pinch runs for Duke Snyder. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cook moves to third. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Harkness moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and has Harkness trapped. There's the throw to Rose, who throws over to Spencer, who tags Harkness for the out. Cook scores. Moran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Cliff Cook now playing center field. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maloney hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cannell. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Don Rowe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2 Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook scores. It's 8-3, Reds. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harkness is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets 3. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cannell. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Spencer strikes out. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor to second, and Robinson is out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Norm Sherry pinch hits for Larry Birnerth. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry takes first base on ball four. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.